USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mask mandate in Virginia schools has become optional when Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin made it an executive order. Some schools in Virginia are breaking the law by still demanding masks in their schools. The Virginia Senate Tuesday, in a bipartisan vote, backed Governor Youngkin's executive order. Loudoun County parent Clint Thomas has two daughters that were kicked out of school because of the masking issue. He tells Fox News the school districts will probably continue to break the law.
Yeah, we'll see. This school system, unfortunately, has proven to have a little bit of gall to stand up against the governor, and they've even misapplied the law here in Virginia, in my opinion, with SB 1303 or Chapter 456.
As Democrats want Americans to forget they were the party to defund the police, Democrat Representative Cori Bush from Missouri says she's not going to stop using the slogan defund the police ahead of this fall's midterms. Bush said during an hour-long conversation with reporters that she's sticking to her activist roots. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Let's get an update on the Oxford, Michigan high school shooting back in late November.
15-year-old Ethan Crumbly is accused of killing four students at Oxford High School in Michigan on November 30th. On Tuesday, several witnesses took the stand in a preliminary hearing for his parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly. Multiple witnesses told the judge his mother, Jennifer, focused on horse riding as her son, Ethan, complained he was haunted by demons. The preliminary hearing resumes on February 24th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
SpaceX is reporting a geomagnetic storm just doomed about 40 Starlink internet satellites. The storm increased the density of the atmosphere slightly, increasing drag on the satellites that will eventually send them back to Earth. Starlink's goal is to have 42,000 satellites orbiting Earth, providing low-cost internet service. SpaceX has been launching fleets of Starlink satellites, sometimes up to 60 at a time, since 2019. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the mask mandate in schools debate rages on, Dr. and Senator Rand Paul, a Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax that Democrat governors are finally rolling back COVID-19 mask mandates despite objections from the Biden administration.
I don't think we should be surprised that the White House may be the last place to finally get some common sense. But I think Democrat governors are hearing from moms and dads and teachers and kids that, you know, the science doesn't appear to be working for, you know, mask preventing infection, and that they're tired of wearing it. So I think ultimately we're going to get to a groundswell, and I think the Democrat governors are starting to sense this. Probably the last place on the planet that will finally get some common sense that will be the White House. But I think we keep pressing, because otherwise, it's really sad to see these kids being paraded around in cloth masks that don't work and being forced to hide behind masks and told that they're dangerous and they're going to die if they breathe air. None of that is true. The kids need to be out of the mask, and the sooner the better.
Dr. Paul says science does not back the mandates put in place.
You know, I think none of the things that government did really changed the trajectory of the virus. I do think that vaccination and natural immunity are slowing it down. Eventually, we'll have enough immunity and the virus will mutate, I guess, to a lesser and lesser lethality that we'll get to a point where we overcome this. And I think we're there.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.